Okay, you have your bulletproof vest on, Jim. Jim Canary.
Mayor Al Dwyer welcomed City Assessor Jim Canary with a little dark humor, and Canary acknowledged his job did not always make him popular with property owners.
The assessor is probably the most hated person in the world, or at least in Petersburg or whichever community you're in, on the day that the notices go out.
The city contracts Canary to assess local properties in a 3-year cycle. State law requires that he assess those properties at their full value. He read from the state statutes.
Full and true value is the estimated price that the property will bring in an open market and under the prevailing market conditions in a sale between a willing buyer and willing seller.
Canary said he and most other assessors and appraisers use what's known as the cost approach to valuing property. That approach is generally based on the market value of the land and the amount it would cost to replace any improvements, such as a house that's on the land. An assessor typically looks at the basic characteristics, quality, and condition of the property and the improvements, and they look at the value of comparable properties that sold in the past year. Usually they're doing this by looking at the exterior of the home.
Bottom line is what we're trying to do is we're trying to establish a database with the criteria to come up with a market value as of January 1 for each and every piece of property in Petersburg, Alaska.
And based on sales data for properties in Petersburg, Canary said his firm had been pretty close to assessing at actual market value. Canary also acknowledged that his firm does make mistakes, and he reminded the public that they could appeal their assessment.
The assessor is more than willing to come out, take another look, and see if there's some reason that we can either adjust it or we will show you why we think it is at the value it is. Normally what we do is we do the sales comparison approach after looking at your house to make sure our information's right.
So far, at least 34 people have filed appeals for their assessments this year. Prior to running for office, City Councilor Melinda Hofstede appealed her own property assessment on North Nordic Drive. Hofstede said she had gotten several calls from the public about their assessments, and she had several questions for Canary Monday. Hofstede asked about a statement she remembered him making at a past meeting about one of the characteristics of property in upscale neighborhoods.
You said it was prestige for living on a certain street, which was Sandy Beach Road. That's what drove the prices up. I didn't hear that in one of your methods of assessing.
Well, I was probably talking specifically about Sandy Beach Road. North Nordic is also a high-end neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. So is that part of your assessment, is prestige of living on a road?
What it is what the market reflects. If the market says, if Sandy Beach turned tomorrow and went down and 10-mile Mitkoff Highway, if it was in the assessment area, was the high end, we would see a change in value. Currently, Sandy Beach Road does hold the highest overall sales prices in the area, and North Nordic is right behind it.
About a half dozen property owners turned out to Monday's meeting. One of them was Erling Husvik, who lives across from the city's commercial fill area at South Harbor, where the community cold storage building is located.
In 2007, the Petersburg Economic Development Council built a beautiful cold storage in front of me. And you were saying that you got to think about your view. Well, I got a photo here if you want to see it, when they took 80% of my view away. So they raised my taxes $2,500 that year, my assessment. Right. They assessed it for $2,500 more because I lost my view.
Husvik said his assessment increased another $4,000 the following year, despite the noise from the newly operating cold storage. As a senior citizen, Husvik is exempt from paying taxes on the first $150,000 in value on his home, but he said that if his assessment keeps going up, he will have to pay tax on it. The increase in Husvik's assessment was relatively small compared with some others that came up Monday. Mitkoff Highway resident Willie Herf said the assessment of he and his wife Linda's home had gone up from about $200,000 last year to over $300,000 this year. Herf said they did remodel their kitchen and make a number of other repairs, but he did not think it warranted a 35% increase in his assessment.
It's the same size house. I have the same shed with the same heater, same washer dryer. Everything is the same. And they're telling me now this sucker is $108,000 more in 1 year. I think you're wrong, sir. I think you made a mistake.
The council also heard from Jackie Morrison, who was upset over the substantial increase on the assessment of her home and rental property. She pointed to the city's proposed borough boundary map that was hanging on the wall.
I just looked up here at this pretty borough thing. You're not going to get a borough. There's no way people who have any sense are going to let you guys, or the assessor, near them.
While individual property assessments continue to go up, City Manager Richard Underkoffler hoped that some people might take some comfort to know that the overall tax levy would not be going up, or possibly it might even be going down.
The budget that I'm going to be recommending to the council will have no increase in taxes. The tax levy will be the same as it was last year.
And if the property keeps going up, the property tax might be going down.
Rate will be going down. The levy will remain the same as last year unless the council wants to spend more money.
Whether the millage rate actually goes down will be up to the city council, not the assessor. Even if it does go down, Councillor Melinda Hofstede said people with substantially higher assessments would still pay more taxes. She went on to point out the problem of high housing costs in Juneau. She laid part of the blame for that on Canary, who has been the assessor in Juneau for many years.
I don't want this to happen in Petersburg. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the years that you've been assessing, I think the market's been artificially driven up by these assessments. I mean, it's kind of a self-fulfilling, a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. If you assess and appraise for the bank and the realtor and for the city and they all come out the same, that's how it ends up selling.
Again, as the assessor here in Petersburg, it's easier to live with the public if you're under what you would appraise it for. And so typically when we value property, mm-hmm. as you can see, we're at about 97% of market. Mm-hmm. So we're close, which is what state law commands that we do.
The discussion ended on a somewhat conciliatory note. Councillor Bob Nilsson said he had had a positive experience with the assessor in the past.
Everybody has jumped on Mr. Canary, and I actually had some dealings with them, and they were very honorable here 3 or 4 years ago. So I'm going to have to stick up with him a little bit. I protested, and he treated me very fairly.
The public has until the end of the month to file an appeal on their assessments for this year. The city typically tries to resolve all the appeals administratively, but those that remain go before the city council, which acts as the Board of Equalization on the 19th of May. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.